This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Hello and welcome to your Friday. It is gorgeous outside my window right now. Mm-hmm. Not a cloud in the sky. The sun is out. Oh my, just can't wait to walk around my garden. Oh, delightful. Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by National Girl Scout Day. Whether your favorite's Thin Mints or Samoas. Samoas. Oh my God. Those are the ones. I think Nicole likes tagalongs because she put something about tag. I was like, tagalongs.
I like those and I like Samoas a lot too.
Yeah, Samoas are the ones.
And I only like Thin Mints when they're cold.
Yeah, they got to put them in the freezer. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you. Mm. We can all agree that Girl Scout cookies make the world go round, I think.
Can we?
We can. They're so good. They deserve a holiday.
That's unanimous, huh?
It's, oh, absolutely.
It's official.
It
Everyone
is.
Agrees.
Everyone agrees. What's your favorite one? You like those Samoas? Come on.
Yeah,
you.
I like the Samoa. Mm. I'm a coconut guy.
Oh, my God. Mm. It's just, they're a coconut caramelly delight. Mm-hmm. They're like a Twix with coconut. God, they're delicious. Anyway.
Trying to stay off the cookies to, like, you know.
Well, we're all trying to stay off
use.
The cookies.
Measured use. Not this whole, let me just get a whole pack of these. Oh. I've had a rough weekend. I'm taking the whole thing down.
You know, that's the problem. It. Right. That's the problem with, like, I think a serving size for Samoas is two
the
cookies.
Box?
I'm like, who can eat two? Oh, yeah, okay. Like, I need to get, you know, get your own box.
People who are used to being self-destructive, like.
Yes.
You know,
hello, Vinny. Yes.
That is a mentality that's hard to shake. So I have absolutely had those times when I just say, you know what? I feel bad and I want to feel better. I'm going to eat all these cookies. Mm. And then after I'm like, oh, that didn't
I feel
work.
Even worse. It didn't work. They weren't the magic pill I needed to feel better about myself. Yeah.
But that's a cycle that, you know, some people feel they have to fulfill.
It's tough. It's a hard one. You know, yeah. I've had a bad day. I deserve this box of cookies, this entire box. And also this other entire box because I'm not really full yet. And I've decided this is what I'm having for dinner.
Right.
Yeah. I've justified an entire box of cookies by saying, well, I won't eat dinner. That'll be fine. And sure enough, John makes something good. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll have a little dinner.
Wait a minute. So that happens before dinner. Yikes.
Yeah. Well, there they, you know, you get your... The Girl Scout drops off your cookies and you're all like, well, we're ripping into these right now.
Oh, boy. Why not?
What you going to watch on TV this weekend? I have the answer for you.
Okay.
A couple things. There were three things today that I... Actually, there's more than that, but three things that I thought, oh, geez, these are great. And Bryn has put the trailers for these up. So the next couple things we talk about here... You can go right to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and watch the trailers for these. And that was one of the things we were talking about this morning, about how...
The beautiful thing about these things that are being released is they're out now.
They're out now.
These
you watch the trailer, you go, yeah, I'll watch that, and boom, press play.
Some of them were so good, you know how it says, on Netflix, and then you're like, when's it coming out? When's it coming out? And it says, March 12th. I'm like, yes!
That's today!
Is that tonight? I can
it's
watch
great.
That right now.
I know.
It's great.
It's amazing. So, Friday on Netflix, that would be today. There's a movie called Yes Day starring Jennifer Garner and Edgar Ramirez as parents who agree to say yes to all their kids' wildest requests for 24 hours straight. And at first, I'm like, well, that sounds dumb. And I started watching the trailer. I'm like, I like this. Mm-hmm. Hmm. That looks like a good one to watch with your kids. It seems like it gets pretty freaking crazy. You know, you can go watch the trailer. You decide for yourself. It's not going to be for everyone. If you're a single
like a
person.
Family movie.
Definitely a family movie night. Looks like
Jennifer
it's pretty
Garner
wild.
Jennifer Garner is quietly a huge star of Llama Llama.
Oh, is that so? Llama Llama. I'm not familiar
with that.
She's
Mama Llama.
Oh, Mama Llama. Is she the voice? Is it a cartoon thing?
Yes.
Yeah, she's, you know, Jennifer Garner, I feel like she's a beloved treasure of Hollywood. We love her. So, Yes Day is on Netflix if you got kids and you want to
watch
it.
You don't know Llama Llama, Bryn?
I don't know.
Oh, you got to look into Llama Llama. It's excellent.
I'm looking at it right now.
She's Mama Llama. I like it. There's also another movie that's debuting on Netflix tonight, or it's out today. I mean, I suppose you could watch it now. We'd like it if you stayed with the show for a bit, though. It's a series called The One, which means, I guess, you know, Netflix just drops everything at once, right? So there's however many episodes, and here it is. It stars a woman by the name of Hannah Ware, and she plays a DNA researcher who discovers a way for people to find the perfect partner with a strand of their hair. And they're, like, you're guaranteed to find the one. So she creates a matchmaking service with it, and everything looks like everything goes to hell.
Well, yeah. So it's like a DNA thing.
They find you your perfect match, and they start, you know, in the trailer they show people and they meet the person and they can't believe it. They found the one. Mm-hmm. Who isn't looking for the one? Of course, if you're already in a marriage and suddenly, you know, you turn out to be someone else's the one, I think all kinds of bad stuff can happen. So it looks good. I thought that was worth putting the trailer
like
up
there's
for.
There's a lot of scandal in that movie, too, though, with this lady. It kind of reminds me of that Theranos chick.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So she's sort of getting put on trial for the whole thing.
Right.
On Hulu tonight. Now, this is a documentary. It's called Kid 90.
Kid 90.
Fascinating. When Soleil Moon Frye was 7 years old, she was cast as Punky Brewster. Mm-hmm. And she played that part for a number of years. And then she was a teenager. What am I looking at? Oh, here it is. Bryn is actually showing you a little bit of this trailer. It's worth a look. She spent the next 10 years of her life with a video camera in her hand. And she hung out with all of the child stars of the day. So like the Brian Austin Greens, there's Mark Paul.
Morris.
Yeah, Zach Morris. I mean, all the kids. You know, there's a thing on there where she's listening to her voicemail, and there's Mark Wahlberg on the voicemail. Mm-hmm. Leo DiCaprio is in this thing. Sarah Gilbert, Charlie Sheen, Brian Austin Green. Like all these child stars, they were a pack, and they hung together, and she had that video camera rolling
Johnny Depp the whole time. I have to watch this.
Watching it too. Mm-hmm. So as you're watching the trailer, you realize that as they get older, they're experimenting with drugs and partying, and she shows the entire thing.
She does the whole thing.
She had that camera with her for what looks like a decade straight. There's some joy, there's some pain, there's some funny, there's some everything. And she said recently, she knew she had all this footage, and she has now. There is a new Punky Brewster television show where now she's the mom, and I've seen a bunch of trailers for that, ads for it. But this is actual footage from Soleil Moon Frye's life as she grew up in Hollywood with all these other Hollywood kids, and she recently started watching the tapes and went, "I got a show here. This is incredible." Yeah. It's worth a minute of your time to look at the trailer. If you watched any of those shows and you're familiar with these people, you get to see a side of them we've all heard about child stars, so maybe you would have expected it.
It's fascinating.
It's fascinating. Mm-hmm. My jaw fell open as I was, I'm like, oh my God, this is actually kind of incredible. So Kid 90 is what it's called, and it debuts on Hulu today.
Wow.
You know, she says that she's never watched these tapes until now. Which is interesting because I have a bunch of tapes from my camcorder before phones were out, and I haven't watched them ever.
Why would you? You're busy making them. You're not going back and watching them.
Why'd you even film them if you're never going to watch them? So
because later in your life, you're going to look back at that, how you documented that part of your life.
Right. I think it's super cool.
It's really cool. It's called, again, Kid 90. It's on Hulu. It's Soleil Moon Frye, her private, personal. And these people have all agreed to be in it because you can see it's documentary style. And there's grown-up Brian Austin Green talking about the days with Punky Brewster. Huh. Or Soleil Moon Frye. I guess that's her actual name. Saturday on Nick, 7:30, the 2021 Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards, hosted by Kenan Thompson. I'm sure the kids will love that. And Sunday at 8 o'clock on CBS, Music's Greatest Night, the 63rd Annual Grammy Awards. Trevor Noah is hosting. Performers include Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, Post Malone, John Mayer, Megan Thee Stallion, Dua Lipa, Billie Eilish, Doja Cat, BTS, Cardi B, and we just heard that Silk Sonic, which is Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. They have somehow wrangled their way onto the show.
Oh, they made the cut. Great.
Yeah. So there you go.
How could they not get added?
Right.
I know, right?
They campaigned and they got in. But it is sort of, I really, boy, who knew that I'd get so much joy out of TV? I guess because we're here all the time and now I've actually got time to watch TV. Because I can't do anything else. Maybe we'll miss. So good. Maybe we'll actually, you know how we romanticize it? Like, you know, an ex-girlfriend that you used to fight with constantly, and then 5 years go by and you totally romanticize. They're like, why did we ever break up? Like, are we going to do that with parts of the pandemic? Not the part where you lost your job and your house, and those are the bad things you won't romanticize, but things like, I had time to watch TV. Yeah, family bonding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's going to happen. In fact, I just told you our daycare lady, childcare, whatever, said she might be willing to start taking our kid again. And on one hand, we're both like, now, any minute, any time, even for 10 minutes. We'll. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, there's no doubt there's a little bit of weirdness to it. Like, geez, we've gotten used to her being here. Mm-hmm. It's weird. Like, I think it would. I think my wife will get over it really fast because because
she'll actually get some things
to
done
work. And, right. But there's weirdness to it because you've been. I told you there's weird like dependencies too. Where are you going? What are you talking about? Where I'm going? I'm in the house. I'm going upstairs. You weirdo. Like, there's really we've gotten dependent on each other. You know.
And it's a comfort factor, too. Bryn and I were talking about yesterday how when you know every member of your family is in your house and you're having a quiet moment of contentment, it's like it's its own perfection. Like the family in the family home, no one's coming in or out. It's a good feeling, you know?
Yeah,
we're happy
worries.
When it's just the four of us or and for you, just the three of you. So there will be things to be missed about this. And it's funny, I can only say that now because I know we're coming out of it soon.
Yeah, that said, there's so many negative things to it that there's no doubt we're better off with life getting back to normal.
Yes, normal
ASAP.
Would be great. Yeah. But it really gave us a moment to sort of reassess what the truly valuable things in our life are. Mm-hmm. In our lives. Everybody wants to buy Seth Rogen's weed. You guys, his website crashed. If anyone's going to sell you good weed, you know it's going to be Seth Rogen. I mean, come on, you guys. He's famous for it. And guess what? Everybody knows that. And so everybody went to his website as soon as it opened, and now it's crashed. They did get it back up, but they... Yesterday... His cannabis lifestyle brand, Houseplant, became available in the U.S., and the demand was so great that it shut the website down. Seth actually had to take the site down so he could learn to write code, brah. The site is back up, but now it's a waiting room situation, so it can only handle so many people. Or maybe you digitally interface with someone who's going to talk you through what kind of weed you're going to pick, and that takes a while. Because there's a waiting room. You go into a waiting room, and the story I'm reading, they checked the waiting room, and it was about an hour wait. So you'd get in there, and then, I don't know, your computer chimes when it's your turn, and you go running back. So if you want the good stuff, you want to go to Houseplant.
I have a buddy who's a regular. He moved. He's since moved, but I have a buddy who was a regular user daily, and he's like, the pot now is so, it's too good. And you actually trip from it.
Right.
So
it's too strong.
I'm surprised there are people looking for stronger or better pot since it's already something regular users are afraid of.
You know, the dispensary thing, you can go in there and tell them what you're looking for in your high. Like, I want to be alert and creative, or I want to go to sleep, or I want something that's not going to cause paranoia specifically. And they've got it down to that kind of, allegedly they do. I don't know. There's a bunch of people growing weed. I mean, come on. So, but yes, the sheer strength of today's weed is, it doesn't, I just, it's too late for me.
It's
I
much
just,
stronger, but just like any other
it's
drug.
It's too late.
It just came too late. When I was a kid smoking weed all the time, like, you know, I would have loved to have been able to go in somewhere and talk to someone about what strain I needed. Now I'm like, forget it. One hit and I'm just, I'm ruined. I'm like, this isn't fun. Now I'm like afraid of my friends.
But like any other drug, you grow tolerance to it. So maybe
I don't want to take that kind of time.
No, I'm saying for the regular users who are hitting this, they go, oh my God, this is so strong. The second time or third time they hit it, they go, okay, now I can handle that. And then they do it again, and now they need twice the dose because they're not getting as high as they were
right.
before.
Right, it's true. You do build up a tolerance for mm-hmm. that. And you start to know what to expect from whatever strain you're into. Sharing your your Netflix password that's not allowed, you guys, just so you know. A couple years ago, I remember Netflix talking about how we're going to come up with consumer-friendly ways to crack down on the sharing of passwords. The numbers are kind of staggering. They are basically saying that 72% of Netflix users have let someone else use their account at least once. And I remember Riley saying, oh, I was watching this show on Netflix and stuff. And I'm like, I don't see that. What? And he goes, oh, I used my friend Sam's account. And he, you know, we were watching it on my phone. So he gave me the password. And now there it is. That's it. He's on this guy's account. Mm-hmm. And that's, I'm like, you don't need to. We have the, he goes, yeah, but we're watching this together. So we're, I'm like, all right, whatever. And then it's. There's no limit to where and when you can log on to this thing. But what it looks like they're going to do is that two-step verification. You'll need to remember what the password is, and you're going to need to put in the code that gets sent
to your
phone.
You're going to need to call your friend and ask him for the
password. You're going to need to call your friend and ask him for the code and for the password again. So, which is certainly a way of at least smallifying or ensmalling. What is it? Embigging?
Embigging. Wait.
So, ensmalling.
Embiggen.
To ensmallen the number of people. Smallify. Because there are definitely people out there who have your Netflix password, or they don't even necessarily know what it is anymore, but they've logged onto your account and they've shared it with someone else, and then it keeps getting shared further and further. There might be 50 people all on your account.
That's not possible, though, because if they use it simultaneously, I think there's only two users max at once.
Is that so?
They will shut you down.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, watch Netflix, and it's only two. And then it says upgrade for this amount of money, and then you can use these screens.
Oh. So you're telling me if two people who've taken your password and shared it around, if two of those people are watching your account...
You can't watch.
Yeah, you can't watch.
You can't watch. Mm-hmm. Can you say...
They can still continue to watch, though, but...
Like... My sister's in her room watching something, and then my other sister's watching something in her room, and then I want to get on, and I can't.
That's exactly how it works.
So just go in and change your password, and then you've shaken the tree, so to speak.
See, it's your mom's account, isn't it?
No, it's my sister's.
Oh, your sister's. She's paying for that. Well, get your own account, then.
And that's usually totally allowed. It's within the household. It's okay.
You can. Sure. You're allowed to share it to people in your household. And they actually say that. That you are allowed to watch it with various people in your house can all be on that one account.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. Don't say that. So they're going to take their first stab at this. Some people have received an on-screen message that says, start your own Netflix for free today. If you don't live with the owner of this account, you need your own account to keep watching. Then you're asked to confirm your account by entering a verification code, which would be sent to the owner of the account by email or text. Which is it's valid on their part. For now, there's also an option that says verify later, which lets you continue watching. Unclear how long they're going to let you put that off for, but that is an option. I'm in the middle of watching this. A Netflix spokesperson says this test is designed to help ensure that people using Netflix accounts are authorized to do so. If they're only looking to boot unwanted piggybackers who gain access to someone else's account and then never leave, this should basically do the trick. But for people who are intentionally sharing passwords, it means you'd occasionally also have to share codes, which maybe you're willing to do, unless they force you to verify every time people sign in from different locations. And so that is something to look forward to on your Netflix account. I don't know that it's happening to all of them yet, but it's going to. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Well, for those of you who've logged into your bank account and you keep refreshing, waiting for that stimulus check to drop, this next break is for you. Scott Budman, Alice reporter Scott Budman, will be up next to explain your money after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.